Out of the frying pan and into the fire, this is Getting Cooked with Reese and Joe, where we're making food for thought
and actual food. Welcome to a special episode of Getting Cooked with Reese and Joe, where we're going to be dissecting the intricacies of A Star Is Born. There has been a lot of talk about A Star Is Born, and we are actually quite late to the game, I would say. It came out in Australia about a month ago?
Yeah, a month or even more than that.
Actually, I think it came out 18th of November, so just under a month.
Okay.
But I saw it, you have just seen it, Reese.
Yeah, I saw it 2 days ago.
Well, yeah, it wasn't yesterday. You sent me the message.
Yeah.
And you thought it was, your thoughts were positive?
Yes, I really liked it. It was really different to what I thought it'd be. Honestly, I thought it was going to be quite country from what I had heard of the soundtrack already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was quite surprised. But then I guess not really when she started going very into the Ally character,
yes.
The pop star.
Well, do you think that Ally was based on Gaga herself?
I think, well, you know, this is like the fifth remake of A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
I felt like it was very similar to Gaga in the aspects like that before Just Dance and Poker Face, like the fame she was,
yes. Yeah.
A lot more of a soul singer, like stuff,
yeah,
that we've seen like recently,
yeah,
on like Joanne.
Yes.
So I guess musically I thought it was very good. I was really surprised and delighted with Bradley Cooper's singing.
Yes! Apparently he spent like the past like couple years training himself to sing and playing the guitar.
I honestly haven't been so impressed with actors training to sing and play their instruments since Josie and the Pussycats.
Wait, what's that?
Tara Reid literally learned how to play the drums just for that movie.
And did she play well?
You know, the songs are pretty like basic pop-punk stuff, but she does do it well.
What about, did you ever see Walk the Line?
Oh, yes, that was good.
That's really my favorite musical movie of all time. If you don't...
It's Reese Witherspoon,
yes,
and Joaquin,
yeah,
Phoenix,
yeah,
yeah.
And she won the Oscar for it.
Yes, yeah, that was very good.
I thought the script for that was fucking amazing, and the acting was amazing too.
Yeah, that was very good.
What was I gonna say? Also, have you seen Dewey Cox, the Dewey Cox story, Walk Hard? Also, one of my favorite music films ever. It's basically a huge spoof on all those music movies, but the soundtrack is fucking amazing.
I have not seen this.
You should see it.
I
swear it's so good.
We'll put that on the list for next week's review. I thought it was very easy to watch. While it gave me what I was expecting, I was also surprised. I thought Gaga was genuinely incredible in it.
Yeah.
So you had a bit of trouble seeing it the first time.
So when I went to see A Star Is Born in the cinemas, I was so into it. I was on the edge of my seat. And then I think it was at the point where Lady Gaga has just sung Shallow the first time with Bradley Cooper. She's like buzzing.
The on stage or when she was singing to him in the
car? No, on stage.
Yeah.
And you know how that English producer comes up to her afterwards and says, "I'll make you a star."
Oh, I know who you are. Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh my God, my panties are dropping."
Yes.
And that's when I was like, "Oh my God." And then the movie cut out. Everything turned black. And we were all ushered out of the theater because there was a blackout. And I was super disappointed because I actually think that made my viewing experience very, very, very different, because I literally saw the movie in two parts. And actually,
yeah,
I wasn't even going to go back to the theaters and watch it, because I wasn't sure of if it was worth my time.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have, to be honest.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
I think the strong part was this first half.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, things were happening, it was really exciting. Ally was having all these like aha moments. They were falling in love,
it's,
and then there was like
right before it gets real.
Yes,
yeah.
And real is Yes, and I just thought the it dragged on a little bit too long as well. It could have been like 30 minutes shorter. Yeah, but it's I'm happy that I went back to see it just so I could have some closure. Like, I did spoil myself the ending after I got home from the first half. I had to see how the movie ends just in case I wouldn't go back. But I thought it was good. It's not in my top 10. Is it? I don't even know if it's in my top 20 movies. But I thought it was a super solid effort. I don't think that it'll win Best Directing. I thought the directing was good, but not great.
They're great.
Like, the he used a lot of, like, I think what he wanted to do is he really wanted to capture the emotions on the characters' faces, so he kept it, like, the shots really tight. Like, there was a very, like, long succession of just Gaga's face, and that's all you saw, like, up from the shoulders.
Not that I'm surprised by anything she does anymore, yeah. But she was pretty good. Like,
yes, she was very solid.
She was good in American Horror Story, but I think that sort of like pales in comparison to what she's done in A Star Is Born, even though I guess both characters are even still her a little way.
But isn't she in American Horror Story, like, she has all this makeup and she has like she's not herself. I don't know, is she?
Yeah,
she has an accent.
I guess that era of Gaga, though, she was the same. I think that was like around art pop. Like, all.
Oh, really?
The,
oh, yeah, maybe.
All
yeah.
of the Countess's costumes in American Horror Story were Gaga's actual clothes.
Rightio!
So they were all of her clothes. Like, I think it was there's the scene in it where she's going to, like, go after a ghost demon baby or whatever.
I haven't seen this, so I'm just going on the basis of what you're saying.
Oh, it's just this like very beautifully arty shot of her wafting down a hallway in this Alexander McQueen gown, which I think off the top of my head she purchased after he died, and it has the record for the highest selling garment bought at auction.
Jeez.
Yeah, but so yeah, like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know why I thought she wouldn't be good. I think she's fucking pretty much succeeds at everything she does at this point. Whether you like her or not, she's...
But I think you can tell that she would be a really good actress. She is very dramatic. Like,
yes.
In her live shows, in her music videos, she's very theatrical.
Yes.
So it's not a surprise to me that she actually would be a really, really great actress.
I think some people, like, can't really channel that. It's like when you watch Drag Race and they're like, I don't think I'm gonna do like,
you know,
really,
like,
well at the acting challenges.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, babe, you are an actor already.
Well,
like,
what about those drag queens who you think are gonna smash it out of the park, but they actually can't act for shit?
Yes.
That's really disappointing. Yeah. That's super disappointing.
So I guess back to A Star Is Born before we get too distracted by drag queens and this turns into a review of our Drag Race.
We will.
Yes. Oh, the Christmas special of Drag Race is on tonight.
I thought something was dropping.
Yes.
Rue was like...
Yeah. The Hollis Slay competition. And then All Stars 4 starts next week.
Yes, I knew that it was going to start soon, but I saw something on Instagram and I was like, what?
Yes, okay, yes, see, this is how very quickly these topics can change.
Rory, stop stalking.
So we're being interrupted by the floor staff again.
I can kind of agree with you. Rory, I don't know if this is actually going to be audible, but Rory, our front of house staff members say that she's overhyped.
Musicians should stick to what they're good at.
Yeah, but is she a musician or is she a performer? Like, sort
she's
of,
definitely an entertainer.
She's definitely
like,
both
yes,
things.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't even like her.
So is Brayden next door.
Yes, but
it's not really the same thing.
What?
If you're good at everything you do, why not do it?
No, because there's no such thing as acting. It's only good directing.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, yeah? Then how the fuck is Lady Gaga?
I don't think Bradley Cooper is a fucking amazing director, but somehow he got all that shit out of her. No pun intended,
maybe. He is an amazing director, that's
you think that. Bradley Cooper is an amazing director?
Did he not direct The Star Wars?
Yeah, but
do you think that's an amazing movie?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
I said that, this is my opinion, I don't think the directing is that great. It's very, like...
The directing is the entire movie.
Have you seen... No, it's what? Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know anything about cinema? No offense.
Yes.
How do you think the director
Rory knows everything about everything everywhere.
I went to the Australian Film Television Writers Club for 2 years.
Okay, but how can you say that directing is the whole movie then?
Directing is the whole movie. Bradley Cooper didn't want
to pop that. You know, yes, it is the director's job to inspire the actors and set the scene. Like, pretty much like, for me, a director is just a dungeon master. Like, you're really setting the scene. But that's not the only part. Like, you can't direct a block of wood to be a tree. I don't know.
Well, somehow,
that was a terrible...
Somehow people think Lady Gaga is
powerful. Well, you haven't seen it, so how do you...
Well, you haven't seen it.
Why
are we even talking about this if you haven't seen it?
Because Rory has a opinion.
Because I don't need to see shit to know it's bad. They've said to me...
Oh my god, I think we need to cut.
They said to me...
You don't want to hear his philosophy about STD tests.
We literally cannot have this conversation if you haven't even seen it.
They said to me...
How can you tell me the directing is good if you haven't even seen it?
I didn't say it's good.
No, your opinion is literally rude.
They said to me, go see Bohemian Rhapsody, and I'm never going to get that wasted 2 hours of my life back.
Whoa! Oh, I don't even want to see that, though.
It's such a bad movie. Have you seen it, bro?
So, we've kicked Rory out.
Oh my god, I'm literally, like, breaking out in hives right now.
Yes.
I'm so passionate about this.
Yes, I've forgotten where we were even up to talking about this. I guess we haven't started talking about it at all yet.
Okay, well, this is a really hot button question. Actually, it's not, because we're about a fucking month late.
Yes.
Do you think that it shouldn't have a trigger warning?
Because
that has been like the issue, the only issue surrounding this whole movie. Like, because people are being up in arms about that they got bamboozled because they thought that they were going to see a feel-good movie because all the trailer,
Jesus,
the trailer, man. The billboards, you know, the billboard where Lady Gaga's like gazing into his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like one of those.
I just want to get another look at you.
What?
Oh my god. Yes.
No, but like, you know how she's gazing into his eyes and the trailer's like, I know the difference. And people are like, hey. And people are like, oh my god,
that was good.
It's a romantic movie about two star-crossed lovers. Boom, he kills himself. And people are like, oh my god, I wasn't ready for this. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, Romeo and Juliet doesn't have a trigger warning. I thought the suicide was... I guess everyone has the different triggers. For me, like, the suicide at the end...
Yes.
It was implied, you didn't see it graphically.
Yes, well, that's what it's been...
But, you know, there wasn't, like, people I'm talking about, like, that they need a trigger warning for a spouse's emotional abuse as a result of substance problems, which I thought was very triggering, but that's a different episode.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. Everybody has different triggers.
Yes.
Like, what are we going to trigger? Are we going to start triggering books?
Yes. Well, it's like, I don't know. I feel like 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
That had
so much
explicit... in-your-face content, and even with a trigger warning, that show, like, irked me a lot. Like,
But that was hectic.
Yeah.
Like,
I get the point of it, like, start the conversation, and, yeah, they didn't have a trigger warning for that in the first season, I think. And yes, they were right to apologize for not having one, and it's better that the second season does, because, like, but even then, even with a trigger warning, you know what the show's about. You know what you're going to be confronted with.
Yes.
And, you know, it's good to have these warnings in place because some people aren't okay with it.
Yes.
But it's also like, you know, I guess, what did you say? That people thought they were going to see a happy-go-lucky love story, and that
like
just wasn't the
case. It was sold in a different package.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could have walked out, though. It was getting pretty...
Well, that's also a thing. Like, people can walk out.
Yeah, it was getting pretty clear, like, what story was being told
about. Well, especially with
through.
The freaking foreshadowing with the nooses in the
yes,
background.
Yes.
In the first 5 minutes, you could literally see... That's when I went, okay, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But,
I agree. Even though Joe did spoil for me that he killed himself. But
and I didn't spoil it. I asked you. Yes, I had a pause. There was a pause. Yes, was a pause, and I said, "Are you sure?"
Spoiler
and
he
said,
alert.
Let's
yes.
go. And I said. Yeah, I said what I said.
Like, I went into it knowing it, but, like, and then, just as I said before, that was the thing that triggered me the least in that movie. Like,
see, because everybody has such different... Everybody's not made from the same mold.
Oh, Jesus, that fucking scene, though. Yes, why it wasn't explicit. It was... It was implied... Like
what do you mean?
Like you didn't see him hanging off the roof, or even a shadow.
But you
or
saw him dangling.
Did he? I don't know.
Oh my god, you missed it.
I don't. If that was the bit from like the outside.
Oh my god, you know where you missed it? Because you were looking at the dog.
Yeah, I was too busy looking at the dog.
Okay.
Because the dog sitting outside the door. Like.
Okay, I'll tell you now. In that outside shot where the dog is like sitting there.
Yeah.
There's a little window in the garage, mm-hmm. and you see his torso dangling.
No, I missed that. I was too busy looking at the dog.
Oh my god, because I thought that it was so subtle how they did it that some people actually might have missed that whole window. It was like a little window. You know how garage has
Windows? No, I 100% missed it.
Well, there we go. I spoiled you another thing about that movie.
So, you know, in saying all of this, though, Joe's pointed out, and I completely agree, it is... very easy to discuss the needs for a trigger warning if you're not the one being triggered by the content.
It's, I mean, because it's... Yeah, it's literally... I was gonna make it like a good, nice metaphor.
Well, it's white people talking
about...
about
the... how racism doesn't exist.
Yes, it's reverse racism. It's,
yes.
It's real.
Yeah.
Or mansplaining feminism.
Yes! I love that mansplaining term.
Oh, God, you should hear Rory's reaction to it.
Okay, maybe we should record this.
But then, like, he does it all the time anyway.
Oh my God, do we need to stop this recording? Because I really want to know what his thoughts on it are.
That's,
like, I don't know.
Unedited content. No, he hates the world.
Yeah.
Again, he thinks it doesn't exist, but then again, he is a man, so...
So, what's his reasoning with... Because I can see how men think that.
Well, he says it brings it down, and it's probably because he 100% knows that's what he's doing.
But this is exactly the thing. It's so easy to say it doesn't exist when you're the oppressing majority.
Yes.
Like, because that's what it... And the standard, I feel like, the standard of how we look at things is male. Like, the gaze is always male. Mm-hmm. So, of course, men are going to say, what? This is not, like, feminists have gone too far. Me Too has gone too far because they feel like their rights are being taken away from them because that's all they've ever known.
Their privilege is being taken away from
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, like, but that's the only thing they've ever known. So I would be pissed off as well.
Yes, I did like the surprise Pikachu meme about it where it was like, men oppress women for thousands of years.
Oh, yeah.
Women, I hate men.
Yeah.
And,
I think I saw that. Either I saw when you posted it or I saw when somebody else posted it. But, like...
God bless surprise Pikachu.
I do like a good meme.
Mm.
So, where did we... Where... So, okay, out of one... If you have to rate Star Wars Born, 1 out of 10... I mean, sorry, 1 to 10 on the scale. 1 to 10... Where does it land on the
real
scale?
Look, I'll give it a 7.
Okay, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What about, do you think the soundtrack was better than the movie?
Was the sound, well...
Also, what was your favorite song?
Well, I liked all the country songs a lot more than the pop ones. Like, what was the one... The only song that I guess I didn't like was the one she sung at SNL.
Yeah, that was that. What'd you do? There you go.
Why did you do that to me?
Yeah. Or what did she say about the ass? Why did you walk with an ass like that?
I think, like, honestly, I blacked it out. I remember a little bit. It was my least favorite part of the whole
thing. But I think that was the whole point. That was the whole, like, because you know how
Was it meant to be cringy?
Yes, because Bradley Cooper looks at her and goes, look what this industry has done to a beautiful songwriter woman. Because
yes.
He thinks that she's...
Is selling out.
Yes, and he thinks that she's, like, being completely... they're underestimating her talent when she does stuff like that.
Yes.
And that's why you feel cringy when she's like...
really like some of the other pop ones. Like, yes. I loved Hair, Body, Face.
I love that one.
No, I think there was another one. Was it the
did
one
you
she
like,
does at the...
I'm alone in my house.
Yeah, I did.
And... I love that because what the fuck is that opening lyric? I'm alone in my house.
Well, maybe she is.
What does that mean? I'm alone in my house, and then she sings... Because
Bradley Cooper's at a bar and he's left her alone.
Yeah, but then she says, I'm alone in my house. I'm out on the town. Which one are you? Are you alone in your house or are you out on the town?
She can do both things.
I just think it's the most hilarious opening lyric of a song ever. I'm alone in my house.
Yes.
I'm alone in my house.
Definitely. Not disagreeing with you all. Was the soundtrack better than the movie, though? I don't know. I feel like it kind of made it, though. Like, it wouldn't have been the same, like, at all.
I thought the soundtrack was better than the movie. But then you have a point.
The soundtrack tells a story as well.
Yes,
like.
Yes. I did have a couple... Did you have, like, any other cringy moments except for that ass, why are you walking up with an ass like that moment?
I don't know if it was meant to be on purpose, but no. I thought it was really cheesy, her iTunes-style billboard when they're looking at it.
And, oh, yes.
And the... And then I quite often cringed at all of Ali's costumes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was supposed to be that. I think there was supposed to be cringe-worthy.
Yeah, you know, she was just meant to be like a pop star, like...
Yeah, who doesn't have... Who, like, loses that control over her creative self for a moment. Because that's what she does, right?
Well, I guess it's still, like, really hard to not see Gaga in that as well.
Yes.
Who's, like, given us so many iconic moments over the years.
Yeah.
That when we see her looking like garbage, it's just like, well.
Is that still... It's still recording, mate. Speaking of looking like garbage, she doesn't look like garbage. She doesn't look...
No, that was the wrong thing.
No. She literally doesn't look like garbage because...
She said she just looks different.
So Bradley Cooper wanted her raw... Oh, jeez. She wanted her, like, face completely bare, no makeup whatsoever. And I really like that because she does look very real. And she has a really nice face.
Yeah, she's,
I really like looking
she's
at it.
She's beautiful. Like, I didn't think it was weird when they're always like,
Oh my god, yes, I love your nose.
Because
you know that's all like Barbara Streisand, right?
Yeah, that's
the whole reason why they... And then she's like, my nose is so big. And I'm like, fucking, have you looked yourself in the mirror?
Yeah,
like, you're a fucking stunning woman.
Italians and Jews are not the same thing.
Well, yes. I mean, I think it's... I thought that was a little bit... reaching?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I know what they were trying... And I know there are going to be a lot of people who are saying that Lady Gaga is not a... traditionally, classically beautiful woman.
Mm.
Because let's face it, she isn't. But I still think that she's extremely attractive. But what really bothered me is that even though we see like her real face, she doesn't wear any makeup, she's raw as hell, you can tell that she's put fillers in her face, especially in her lips. Because her lips like barely move. And when she smiles, you know that smile that overfilled people get when they have too much filler, too much Botox? It goes, there's a hole.
Yeah, and like it.
And it really bothered me because I was like, I'm not, this is a disclaimer, I have had fillers. I don't judge anybody who has fillers at the moment or now, in the past, in the future. You can do whatever you want, but for the sake of the authenticity of the film, it was to me personally as a viewer a little bit disturbing when I saw she's supposed to be like this down to earth chick from New Jersey? No, like, do they say where she's from?
Who Allie? Where Allie's
yeah,
from?
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
New
God.
York.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, she has a New York accent then. Remember in the beginning,
like,
she's like, Roger.
Yeah.
I need to break up with you. Roger, I'm not going to marry you. Like, she has a really...
Yes. But that's how Lady Gaga talks.
Yes, but I think... Anyway, so she's supposed to be like this really down-to-earth chick, talented as hell, doesn't give too much... Like, doesn't pay too much attention to how she looks. So when I saw her face, that filler face... It didn't match, in my eyes, her character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just even now that you brought it up and I thought about it, that it was funny anyway, I'm sort of like a little bit even more like ticked off about the nose comments now, because like that was a big thing. Like that was like also a big personal thing for Barbara and
yes.
a lot of other like
yes.
Jewish performers
yes.
where there's just like, you have to do something about your nose.
Yes, yes.
Like, and...
It was,
considering she's got this like picturesque, beautiful Roman profile,
yes, yes.
like
I thought it was reaching. It was so, I think couldn't they like come up with something else that they
yeah.
could have like, you know, why does it have to be? And then like,
was it a nod to Barbara or was it offensive? I think it was both. I'm pissed off about it.
I just think that he should just come up with something. Who knows? Maybe Barbara could. Davy gave him a call and was like, I want to be in the movie. I want my nose to be in that movie. I made that movie, jackasses. What? Can you? That's exactly a Barbara thing to do. She's like, I am never going to die. My legend's
yeah.
never going to die. I'm alive. Yeah.
So...
Barbara.
We've been, Barbara. So we've been, yabbing on for a while now. We do like to keep the episodes short and sweet, so...
But how can you keep it short and sweet when there's so much good stuff to talk about in A Star Is Born? But
yes.
I think, yeah, we're gonna sign off now, but still, I'm not apologetic for anything I've said.
No, I feel like we've talked about some key stuff, what we wanted to say. We could have talked about it more. Feel free to angry email us if you disagreed with anything we said, or start a conversation with the people in your own kitchen.
Yeah, our email is mailme@
yeah.
gettingcooked.com.
Yeah, that's it. So, hope you have a good week, everyone, and we'll be back next week with episode 2 or 3 or the real episode 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you and good night.
Thank you so much, and please subscribe to our channel.
Yes, subscribe. We need a sponsor. Even
yeah,
if it,
yeah.
even
anybody,
if it's,
literally
yeah.
we'll take anyone.
Even if it's Squarespace, like I'll do it.
Literally.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. Goodbye.